On to another photography story now. This one is a bit lighter. It involves diamonds and a desert, a French photographer, and a German ghost town. Definitely the kind of story that's worth more than just one look, which is why the world's Clark Boyd is taking this week's Sideways Glance.
French photographer Romain Veillon's got a thing for abandoned places. He traces it back to a childhood spent playing near an old, forlorn castle.
I always love abandoned houses. It's like it's frozen in time. And you can see and smell the what people used to do there 10, 20, or 30 years ago. And there is a very, very unique atmosphere in this place.
But there are few atmospheres quite as unique as the one Veillon explores in his latest photo project, The Sands of Time. It features Kolmenskop, an abandoned German diamond mining settlement smack in the middle of the Namibian desert. The story starts a few years back, when Veillon came across a picture of Kolmenskop in National Geographic.
Until now, I've been hunted by this photograph, and I wanted to go by myself.
But trips to Namibia aren't cheap, especially for freelance photographers. So Veillon started saving his money and doing research. Kolmenskop, the story goes, was founded in 1908 by a German worker who stumbled across a diamond in the desert not far from the coastal town of Lüderitz. At the time, Namibia wasn't Namibia. It was a German colony. Anyway, you can imagine what happened next. More Germans started pouring in to look for diamonds, which they had no trouble finding, apparently.
Actually, the legend says that even during the night you could find diamonds thanks to the moonlight.
And with miners came families. And with families came the need for amenities. By the mid-20s, some 700 families called Kolmenskop home. The diamond-funded lifestyle meant plenty of creature comforts. German-style houses were built, along with a school, a casino, a ballroom, a bowling alley. A tram, deemed to be Africa's first, connected Kolmenskop to Lüderitz. The town had its own mini ice-making factory, a street-sweeping team to clear the sand, and a swimming pool.
You don't expect to find a swimming pool in the middle of the desert, so it became very rich very fast. I think they import champagne from France.
Ooh la la. The hospital even had an X-ray machine.
Yeah, it wasn't used to heal patients. It was just used to see if workers have swallowed diamonds during their day.
By now, you can probably see where this is going, right? I mean, after the boom comes the bust. The town's heyday started coming to an end when bigger, better diamonds were found farther south. People started leaving, and by the early 1950s, the hospital closed, and that was about it for Kolmenskop. The buildings, and a lot of stuff in them, were left to gather dust, or sand, rather, as Veillon found out when he visited Kolmenskop for a week last summer.
For example, the school, the bell of the school is still there. Some buildings have been preserved and have been rebuilt exactly the same as it was before, but some of them are just really, really covered in sand.
Now, you can visit Kolmenskop on a guided tour, and local choirs sometimes use the Kolmenskop Gymnasium for practice. But to go to Kolmenskop by yourself, you need a special permit. Good for one day, sunup to sunset. Veillon bought 7 of those permits and hung out, waiting for the light to be perfect and the ghost town tourists to leave.
The sand makes all the place like magic. You have a very strange atmosphere. It feels like a movie, apocalyptic movie, where humans are gone and you're all alone.
Little wonder that shots of Kolmenskop were used for an apocalyptic horror film called Dust Devil, or that the BBC used it for scenes in its documentary series called Life After People.
What would happen if every human being on the Earth were to suddenly vanish?
Well, if Kolmenskop is any indication, the sand moves in pretty fast. Veillon's surreal pictures, some of which you can see at PRI.org, show doorways and abandoned bathtubs filled with sand. There's the shot of the abandoned swimming pool, the diving board sticking out over a giant pile of sand. The light plays eerily off of shutters. Ghosts, Veillon says, are everywhere.
Yeah, it's like it's haunted. You can see the miners working there and going to the swimming pool or going to the school.
Veillon says there will be an exhibition for The Sands of Time in Paris later this year. He's also working to release a book based on his time in Kolmenskop. In the meantime, Veillon's already scoping out the next project. He hopes to visit Epequen, a city in Argentina that, until recently, was submerged for more than 2 decades under salt water. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
Sand in your living room, halfway up the doorframe. I've seen Vaillant's pictures from Namibia. You too will be transported. We've posted a slideshow at PRI.org.